Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with pleasure to announce that the Danger Room was another success, okay? If you're in Calgary, January 1st, the Danger Room is back. And I'm telling you, everyone is welcome at the Danger Room, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone is welcome. It's a wonderful time in that joint, let me tell you, The crowd is cultivating this audience that is just starving for offensive comedy. Wait, let's get into that, We're all fucking sick and tired of these whiny, bitchy cunts. Oh, that hurts my feelings. No one cares. No one wakes up in the morning and thinks to themselves, oh my God, I better not offend the person that's going to be offended by everything today. I could say hello in a slightly less happier tone than I did yesterday. Does he not like me? Does he not like me anymore? Ugh. And we're tired of it, are we not? We're just sick of it. Every morning you wake up, what do you hear on the news? Oh, today, at 6 o'clock today, we are now presenting you what else the government is implementing after telling you 2 years ago that it's going to take 2 weeks to flatten the curve. We're tired of it. So you come down to the Danger Room and you hear jokes that you're not going to hear anywhere else. Because we only bring offensive comedy to the table. Guys that are willing to test where the line is. In fact, they don't even know where the line is. They've crossed it years ago and they've never looked back. That's the fucking room we're running. And like I said, everyone is welcome at the Danger Room. It was great. I have a great time. I celebrated my birthday that way. That's right. I turned 31. Fuck. Not to make this like, oh, wow, my birthday. I hate people like that. But it was awesome. I will say that's how I wanted to celebrate a birthday. My 30th, I did nothing. I don't really care. I don't care. I'm not a big birthday person. It was just like a fun way to celebrate and market it, I guess. And it was a lot of fun. I got to headline the show, which was great. I had a wonderful time. Lots of people came out. And I think it was more so the fact that they came out to have a laugh, not to celebrate the birthday. I could give a shit, But it was great, man. It was awesome. Everybody came in, lit the joint up. What the fuck? Lit the joint up. We had a phenomenal time. Oh, yeah, but my God. When does it end, right? We're in the middle of this. Apparently, we haven't even left the first fucking stage of a pandemic. If you look at, places like Austria, Australia, where else is just going banana? Italy. Italy's going crazy. Rome, I believe. But, man, oh, man, every day. I'm tired of people here. I'm tired of Canadians.
Well, if everybody would just do what they say, we could go back to...
Have you not learnt yet? Is your brain fucking that fried that you haven't clued in that every little thing that they put in front of you?
If we just do this...
Sick of it. This is why I like fucking Canadians are retarded, okay? There's like a small group, and then this is how easily it is to manipulate their thinking into having other people do your dirty work for the government. And be like, oh, the vaccinated. Oh, God, if you are vaccinated, you're going to kill my children. Well, if your kids are vaccinated and you're vaccinated, why are you so worried about, it's like being worried about other people's dicks when yours isn't getting sucked, right? Oh, that person's getting his dick sucked. Oh, whoa. I can't get my dick sucked because I'm worried about him getting herpes even though I'm not getting my dick sucked. You're tired of it, right? Every day you wake up.
Today, the Canadian government is now going to implement that you must get your cock scanned at the airport before you board a flight. We're also going to have to put a butt plug in your ass because we're trying to cut costs on bathroom expenses and utilities. You're going to have to hold your shit until you land, regardless if the flight is 35 minutes or 34 hours. Next up
on the news at 6. That's what it seems like. Too stupid here, you know? It's too easy to make Canadians think a certain way. We've seen it. Before you know it, police are going to be kicking down your doors and dragging you to quarantine camps. Just like Australia. Have you seen this? I can't remember. I think it was their prime minister or premier? I don't know who it was, but they're like, what a bad Australian.
Oi, mate. If you're anti-mandate, then you're also an anti-vaxxer.
That's the fucking narrative that we're running on right now.
If you're anti-mandate, you're anti-vaxxer.
No, I just I don't want to go into a...
Do you have your QR code? Do you have your QR code? Oh, I just need an ID that matches your QR code.
You know? You got a strung-out meth addict going checking vaccine passports walking into a goddamn dive bar on the north side of Edmonton. Does that make any sense? Does that make any sense? The girl that's checking your vaccine passport for your health and safety is now strung out and hungover from a night's eve out on the town, you know? It makes no fucking sense. Whether you're vaccinated or not, who gives a shit? It's your choice whether you wanted to get it or not, you know? I am. I've said it on here. I've got the vaccine because I don't even need to explain myself. You know, I'm all against the bullshit that people got to go through just to sit down and have a meal. You're going to eat deep fried food and suck back 9 pints of alcohol. Do you think anybody gives a shit about their fucking health at this point? Nobody gives a fuck about your health. It's a wealth transfer. If you can't see that, but no. Every fucking Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Well, if everybody would just comply and listen to the news, that's because we're seeing through the mainstream media.
If anything, this pandemic, I say in quotations, has done is made it so transparent that these lying fucks will do anything to put an extra dollar in their pocket, right? An extra dollar in their pocket. You've seen it. You've seen it in their articles. You've seen it in their news presentations. It's right there in front of you. You know they're lying to your face, but we still allow them to lie to our face. It makes no sense to me. We're living in this dystopia. It's almost like it's an episode of Larry David's Curb Your Enthusiasm, and it's been 2 years long, and we're... Every time they say something, you know, cue the music. It's over and over and over again. You're losing your mind at this point, you know? It's ridiculous, man. Can you imagine that if they actually said, you're going to have to put this butt plug in your ass to travel across Canada? Like these fucks are doing any of those rules that they put in front of you. You know, like any of them are scanning a QR code, you know, are you going to let the hostess at a Boston Pizza, that truck stop diner, you know, I'm sure the old bird that's scanning that thing is just a fountain of health. You know, I fucking hate that place. Boston Pizza can burn to the ground. I hope if there is riots in Canada, I will scorch every single fucking one of them. God damn it, do I hate that place. I'd love them if they pay me to be in one of their advertisements. I would gladly do it. just because I talked so much shit about them on this podcast that it would be so ironic. Wouldn't it be hilarious to the listeners, you know? One day you're watching Sportsnet, because that seems to be the only place I see their dumb fucking commercials. Come on in for our refried food. We got a $10 special of pitchers of beer, and we're going to feed you the most trash food you've ever fucking had in your life. Ugh. Anytime somebody's like, hey, where do you want to go eat? And someone in the friend group says, well, why don't we go to Boston Pizza? Yeah, I just wish that that guy that was in Wisconsin that drove through a crowd would just hit me and my friends. That's what I wish. I wish a horrific event would happen at that moment in time. Why don't we go eat at Boston Pizza? I got a better idea. Why don't we play Russian roulette with a full clip, you know? With a full chamber of bullet. I guess not chamber, but you get what I'm saying? There's a bullet in every little fucking hole, you know? And then when that thing goes off, we're going to spray paint our brains across the fucking wall. Make a mural. Don't ever suggest that to me again. Fucking truck stop diner. That's what that is. It's beneath a truck stop diner, because a truck stop diner at least has class and wherewithal to cook their own food. Hey, why don't we ship in some fucking Thai bites for them to reheat? What a shit show. What a god-awful restaurant. Not even a restaurant. Like I said, it's below a truck stop diner. Fuck them. When's the last time you went to Boston? You know what? They're gaining advertisement off of me, so they win at the end of the day. I'm talking about it. Right now, you're probably driving. Maybe you are, maybe you're not. Or you're sitting there thinking to yourself, I'm a little hungry. And like, let's be real. A majority of this audience is in like rural Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Ontario. And what's there? Chinese food restaurants, 18 pizza joints, and a Boston Pizza. That's all you have there. And what are you going to do tonight? You going to get pizza for the fifth time this week because you're too fucking lazy to cook your own food? You going to eat Kraft dinner for the ninth time? No, you're going to go down and get some Thai bites. You know, some reheated Thai bites with a Boston Brute and walk out of there heartburn hotter than the fucking, than hell's ceiling, for fuck's sakes. You know, because heat rises. All right, enough about that. Jesus Christ, what is happening? Knock that off. Oh, yeah, that frizzy bitch, David Suzuki. That is actually almost admirable that this prick comes out and be like, we're going to blow up pipelines. We're going to blow up pipelines, that fossil of a human. Look at this guy, frizzy old fucking prick. He looks like Asian Doc from Back to the Future, doesn't he?
Oh, get to the pipeline. We need to blow it, Marty.
That son of a bitch. You slick son of a bitch. Getting everybody to do your dirty work for you. What a prick, isn't he? What a prick. That cocksucker. Capitalist and just masked as an environmentalist right in front of everybody's eyes, getting all these fucking hippies to go out and do their, hey, why don't you go chain yourself to a valve out in the middle of nowhere so that way we can stop the flow of oil? And meanwhile, he's kicking his feet up in one of his three mansions that he has, enjoying the heat produced by fossil fuels, right? Because I'm sure that asshole it doesn't want to be chilly, you know, it doesn't want to be a little chilly this winter. So I imagine that he kicks his feet up right next to a fireplace. And what goes in there? What are you going to burn in there? Natural gas or wood, right? Oh, that asshole. What an asshole. You know, doesn't he have a private jet? I'm 90% sure that David Suzuki has a PJ. We're going to find that out right now for you folks. David Suzuki. Oh, shit. Suzuki. Private. Oh, it's in the Google search. I hope you flew in. Oh, I was in Calgary at the airport taking a leak. This guy pulls up to the urinal and says, I hope you flew in. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is poor me. I hope you flew in on a solar-powered plane. Otherwise, you're a goddamn hypocrite. And over... He's a dickweed, this guy. Complete dickweed. His net worth is like $25 million. You think that he's sitting here being an environmentalist for the moral reasons that he started? Of course not. He's making bank, baby. He's flying private. He's flying private. Fresh new clothes. Whips looking tight. Imagine he's got like a Tesla. And then use solar power to fire this bitch up. I'm sure you do. Oh, man. I don't know. I find it hilarious that the most popular environmentalists are always mega rich. They float in a circle of like wealthy individuals that are going to increase their wealth. They pop up at all these rallies, pretend to give a shit. They rile up the troops so that way they can go out and do his dirty work for him and his foundation get some free press when he does shit like this. So what do you do? What do you do? Obviously, the people that are against pipelines and against the oil industry and pro-climate change are going to start pumping some more dollars into this foundation of his, making him even more richer, even more wealthier. This fucking dickweed. What a dickweed. What an asshole. I honestly, you know what? I take that back. I almost applaud it. I do. Because it's such a backdoor move, you know? He's just sliding in through the dark. He's like, I've had a good life. I've been eating fucking some of the best food I've ever had. I got private chefs. I got private jets. I fly first class. All I got to do is show up, say an outrageous statement like I'm going to blow up pipelines, and then I increase my wealth by 20% because all the press is going to pick this up, and then all the maniacs start giving me their money. So then I create a bigger gap between the first class and the middle class. Actually, the middle class doesn't even really exist anymore. So I just have this. I'm helping separate the wealth gap. I'm actually increasing it. Sorry. Let's make the poor chain themselves to trees in the forest and have their ankles gnawed on by wild wolves, while I kick my feet up and drink orange pekoe tea beside a fireplace, and my wife massages my scalp with the bones of a ancient being, aka what were those fucking things with the tusks? He's got bones of a saber-toothed tiger that he scratches his skull with because he wants to preserve the earth. This fucker's going to fall over dead before this planet detonates anyway. So what does he give a shit? That's what I know. We need to save the planet, man. This fucker's going to do whatever it needs to do to replenish itself. You think that it gives a shit about human beings? We're just lucky enough to be here right now. And then you got to ask, well, climate change is real. No shit. Ah, fuck. Why do I care? I don't. That's the thing. I'm just ranting about this fucking prick. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing is what he is. Three mansions is what this prick has. I wish we could see. Eighty things you didn't. Of course, it's all like the CBC and all these news organizations that are going to prop them up. I'll try DuckDuckGo. Duck.
Duck, duck, go.
David Suzuki assets. I wonder if we can buy that. Uh, A man of property. Yeah, dude. Where we go? The Green Sage, David Suzuki. All right. Has some expensive taste for someone who wants to shut down the carbon economy within a generation. Okay. He's got a sprawling mansion in the neighborhood of Kitsilano. He's got an $8.2 million mansion in Vancouver. He owns another property in the same area. It's valued at $1 million. Then he has another on the BC coast valued at $1.1 million. God bless Greenpeace, baby. See what I mean? It's when you see shit like this that you can't really buy into all these ideologies that these assholes present in front of you. You know? Like, you see this. At first, you know, a young mind is easily molded by an elder gentleman like this that has a little bit of influence, right? He can suck you in, draw you in, be like, hey, why don't you be a Greenpeace radical fucking loser? Why don't you put your dreadlocks up for a minute? It's time to get to work, you know? Strap on whatever sandals you have and let's walk out into the middle of the forest and you can chain yourself to the trees that they're about to cut down out there. I, on the other hand, am going to be on the coastline fishing, all right? Alongside the CEO of Husky Energy and see what we can do to work together so I can pad my pocket a little bit. But you, comrade, you're doing a great job out there. You're doing a wonderful job. The more you do this, the more money we can generate for Husky Energy and, as well, for the David Suzuki Foundation. Because Daddy needs a vacation property down in fucking Bora Bora, you know? Bora Bora needs my help. That's why I need a $2.4 million condo that overlooks the ocean. So that way I can spread my seed in those areas. Jesus. Perhaps most interesting is a property on Nelson Island, of which Suzuki is one of several co-owners listed on a BC land title registry, another of which includes Kootenay Oil Distributors. There you go. So you think this prick is going to do anything about these pipelines? Absolutely not. These fellas are giving them a little bit of money. Little bit of money. So he can live a happy, long life while all the BC hippies do his dirty work for him. It's hilarious. It's almost laughable that he pops up at these goddamn things and doesn't get his ass kicked, you know? That they just skirt by this. That's the thing, is you just see these assholes buy into this shit. It's like the whole blackface thing. The whole woke mob just skirted past it and pretended it didn't exist, right? That's pretty fucking racist, if you ask me, doing blackface. I don't know anybody that's done blackface that serious and that many times. I probably have a few buddies that were like, I'm going to be Tupac for Halloween somewhere out there. I couldn't nail it down to which one did it, but I imagine that I got a few friends that are like, fuck, I hope that photo doesn't surface. It was a smart idea at the time. I was a big Tupac fan. I thought it'd be funny. And, well, here we are today, right? Here we are today. Let's hope to God that fucker doesn't get out, you know, or I might lose my volunteer firefighter job down in my local town's district. You know what I mean? That wouldn't be good. But but that's easy pickings, you know? You can go after that guy and remove him from that job because it's easy pickings and people will bend the knee easier. The higher you go up the ladder, the more difficult it is. So watching these pricks just let that fucking zip past their cranium, just, it melts my mind, you know? It just melts my mind that these assholes won't hold their own accountable, but the moment somebody outside of their troop does something that they deem offensive, they send the fucking wolves after them. They want this person skinned, hung, and beaten to a goddamn pulp. They want to watch their livelihoods ripped out from underneath them. They spit on you, scoff, laugh in your face while you're down and out, starving to death because you can't find work because you did blackface in 1996 when All Eyes on Me was your favorite goddamn rap album, so you'd wanted to be your favorite rapper at a Halloween party. And somehow, a Polaroid picture from 1996 all of a sudden resurfaces, and you get punted. Not even just asked to leave. You get punted out of your job. That's how retarded these people are. It drives me nuts, you know? It does. It, like, physically brings me into just a state of anger of how fucking stupid they are. Oh, you can't tell jokes. Oh, speaking of, Andrew Schultz, that's pretty sick, you know? That, what was it, Massey Hall in Toronto hit him up, right? He had a show booked out there. I imagine that most of you know who Andrew Schultz is. He's probably one of the most prolific comics on the fucking planet right now. He just rose to stardom these past, like, 5 years, I would say. I don't know. Good on him. I like the guy. I think he's funny as shit. He just goes for it. But Massey Hall in Toronto says, oh, your jokes are a little too offensive for our stage. So what does he do? He pulls the show, goes to a different venue, sells out the show in 7 goddamn minutes, adds another show. That one sells out in 3 hours, adds another show. So nothing I love more is when these pricks think that they hold power and you just piss in their face. You just piss in their face, and they got to just sit there and gargle it in front of you. And piss, more piss just slides down your throat. It's in your eyes, your hair. It's dripping off your nose, you know. It's rolling down your back, down the crack of your ass, just to drip down to your feet. You're covered in piss. You look like a fool, you know. Your jokes are too offensive for this stage. That's okay. I'll find another stage. Sells out 3 shows. I think he sold out 3 shows. He might even be adding another at this point. And then Canadian legend, Ryan Long, you've probably seen some of his content on the internet, pulls his show from the venue. Just for another added fuck you, here's a little sprinkle of shit on your nose. He just came in, stuck his finger up his ass, and smeared some shit right on their top lip. Right on the top lip. So as the piss is rolling down their face and dripping into their mouth, they now have the aroma of shit every time they want to breathe in. That is beautiful. I like that. Fuck them. Fuck Massey Hall out in Toronto. You fucking losers. Beautiful. I love watching comedians come together like that and just pull their cocks out. You know... They had their dicks out at a kid's party, as my buddy would say, and nobody's doing nothing about it. Fucking idiots. Oh, man. Never mind. We got a fan question today. Do we have a fan question today? I got to double check. I came in here looking to rant and rave and lose my titties over some shit today. And there is some funny news that came out of my hometown. A councilman, you know, Tabor just needs a good goddamn story. First off, you got me shitting on the town all the time. I love my town, okay? First off, I love my town. I will say some good news in the back half of this episode. Time for a little ad read. Alt Vape offers free same-day delivery to those who order within 2 hours of Edmonton and Calgary. They also have a recycling program where you can bring all your empty pods, e-liquid bottles, coils, and all used vape products. They are able to recycle. They are also committed to your community by preventing youth usage via patron scan ID verification. If you visit altvape.com uncleheadpodcast.ca/hack10. You can receive $10 off your order. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? You can get a douche flute to put in your lips after you fucking rip the old dong out, right? You rip the old cock out of your mouth. You can wash away the taste of dink with a mint-flavored vape pod. Isn't that nice? Also, if you walk in to any alt vape locations and use the code HACK10, you will also receive $10 off your order. Isn't that great? If you want to get off your fat ass and head down to the store, they still offer the code to you. How beautiful. What a bunch of lovely people. That's altvape.ca/hack10. Use the code HACK10 for $10 off. Now we've got the Shoddy Necklace here, which is an affordable, quality shotgun necklace. You might be wondering, what the hell is a shotgun necklace? It is a necklace with a built-in shotgun tool for shotgunning beers or anything you want. For everyone listening, right now, we are offering a special discount for you. Use DangerCats20 for 20% off your next purchase at thechoty.com. That's thechoty.com. If you spend more than $80, you'll get free shipping on top of it. We've got 10-plus designs, including a Canadian, American, Mullet Man, and Shotgun Squad-style shoddy. Follow us on Instagram to see how they work in action. That's theshoddy.com. For the people on the early episode, you're confused right now. You're like, what? That's right. No ad reads in the goddamn fucking, you know what I mean, the early episode. Patreon.com/DangerCat69. You get the early episode and an extra episode every week. If you're watching this on YouTube or listening to this on Spotify and iTunes, you can have this episode 48 hours earlier than everybody else ad-free. Playa. That's the joy of being on the Patreon. But this is actually fucking so funny. Where is it? I'll find the article. Okay, I should have had it queued up before hitting record. Where is it? Drunk. Yeah, this is hilarious. Southern Alberta councillor sanctioned for strange behavior during swearing in. Guy had a few drinks. They don't want to never come out publicly and say it, but Tabor just gets a bad rap. I tell you, nothing good. Yeah, other than the corn, that's it. Other than the corn, that's what we got going for us. You know, we had a horrific event in 1999. We had. We were brought to the world stage once again when the council that this fella on here is on, right, brought in a bylaw that you couldn't walk in fours. There was no swearing in public, no spitting on the pavement. And then there was something else. There was one more bylaw that they passed so that way they could break up big crowds. It's so stupid. But then they got on the world stage again and, the internet, God bless the internet, creates a petition for Kevin Bacon to show up and start dancing in the streets. Like it's, what was that movie? What was the movie name? Oh God, Kevin Bacon dancing. Was it, Footloose. It was right there. I was going to say Dirty Dancing, but that was Patrick Swayze. Yeah, like it's Footloose, you know, we're rebelling by dancing in the town. That would have been sick. Can you imagine if Kevin Bacon showed up and started dancing at the Cenotaph in the center of the town? Holy Christ, everybody's just boogie boots down Main Street. Dancing, dance. That'd be hilarious, man. That would top every story that will ever come out of this town. Like this one, for instance, that a drunk councilman is getting sworn in, you know? Holy shit. Jack Bruin, who was elected to a third term as counselor, was recorded slurring his speech during the ceremony. Are you kidding me? Holy shit. They have a live stream of it? Where is it? Tell me they didn't cut it. Just fucking glued. Guy won a seat in town council. Had a few drinks, you know? Is this it? Here we go. Oh, he forgot to click the pen. Oh, you know, guy had a few too many cocktails that day. What can we say? You know? So what? I had a few drinks. I won a little seat on the Tabor Town Council. What a fucking asshole. That's amazing that, you know, you can't take the video down now, you know, who was elected. But they never, of course, like, oh, you know, oh, fuck, I can't speak to say, officials aren't sure if Bruin was or was not intoxicated at the ceremony. I can't speak to that to say whatever's involved in that side of things, said Tabor Mayor Andrew Prokop. Council found it was Council found it was appropriate to go with the sanction format that came out in the public motion on Monday. Holy shit. This is something else. This is something else. That is a fucking, dude, that is such a small town thing, too. If you're from a small town, you were like, yeah, so what? He had a fucking couple of drinks, and of course the news picks it up, and they're like, holy fuck, he's hammered. And then you, like, take a step back, and you're like, yeah, wait a minute. Wait a minute, maybe you shouldn't be. What, this, we got a drunk riverboat casino captain manning the ship here, and this ain't good. We're trying to get some shit done in the town, and this asshole's showing up just gunned to the gills. Trying to pass a few bylaws. That's probably how we got in a position where, you know, there's a bylaw passed that you can't walk in groups of four, fucking bumping into one another. Hey, anything past a group of four, we're playing with dangerous fucking, it's a dangerous act to be rolling down the street, you know what I mean? Six of us, Jesus Christ, that's a time bomb waiting to happen if we're going to be tripping over feet. You know, I've seen some major accidents walking home from the bar. You know what I mean? We've all been there. You've went for a stumble home, woken up, and your fucking finger's broken. You know, you're missing a toenail. Your eyebrow is hanging down past your fucking eyeball. And you're wondering, what the hell? I thought I got home tip-top shape, but apparently not. You got 18 missed calls from your buddies being like, are you alive? Are you alive? Are you sure? Do you need me to come take you to the hospital because you were in rough shape? What did I do? No one knows. No one knows. You walked home, you showed up to the after party, or you were showing up to the after party, and next thing you know, you're walking in with a fucking broken finger, you're missing your toenail, and your eyebrows ripped right off. We don't know what the hell you got up to, but all we do know is that you're alive. And we're happy to have you back. Jesus Christ. God bless that town, you know? I shit on it a lot. I do. But God damn it. When I see articles like this come out of that goddamn town, I just think to myself, you know what? Maybe I'm not the worst thing to come out of there. Jesus Christ. I mean, the police chief was a fucking pedophile down there. That's a fun one. Oh, well, there we go. I forgot all about that. You know? Anybody that puts on a suit in that fucking town, I swear to God, there's something. There's a dark history just waiting behind it, you know? There's a demon over the shoulder being like, you're about to fuck up. Oh, showing up hammered, yeah. It's a hat trick. God almighty. Yeah, I like how they're trying to, like, squeeze by. Well, we don't know. I'm sure he smelt like a fucking brewery when he walked up there. My God. What an asshole. Nothing like spitting in the face of democracy. I'm going to show up gunned. Yeah. Holy fuck. They got a photo of the whole town council, and my God, it's just a sea of fucking blue hairs. That's the issue. We got too many old people in politics, you know? Right down to town council of rural Alberta, for fuck's sakes. That's the issue here. Progress moves a little slow when the old bastard that has to move one paper in the office to another side of the office, and that fucker moves like a snail, you know? Maybe that's the issue why a progressive society isn't speeding up, is because all these blue hairs in there just can't move papers as fast enough. Because God knows, you know? You ever tried to teach your grandma how to use Facebook or your grandpa use Facebook? It's a catastrophe. They'd rather send some snail mail. See how you're doing, you know? And you don't check the mail. Who the fuck checks the mail nowadays? No one. Unless you're ordering shit from Amazon, but they just punt that to your front door, you know? They're kicking field goals from the sidewalk and landing that prick right on the doormat every single time. They don't give a shit. So you got no reason to check the mail unless you want a flyer from the local IGA telling you that sliced ham is on for $2.99 a gram. That's fun. Or you want to go sift through the Canadian Tire fucking flyer of the week. Mastercraft tools are on for $12.99. Nobody gives a shit about snail mail except for these old fossils that are parking their ass in their nice comfy office chairs. I think the town needs a new sewage system. Okay? We've been saying this for 25 years. And I've been walking that paper to the other side of the office now for about, I would say, at least 12 of the 25 years. The shit pipes are clogged, exactly like mine. The wife forgot to pick me up Metamucil the other day. They're like, hey, Garth, we're getting a little off topic here. Maybe we are, yeah, the Metamucil. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to bring up the sewage system. That's better, Garth. Let's talk about your pipes, not the town pipes. That's why we're here. Let's go through the town's minutes, you fucking simple senile bitch. God damn it. God bless Southern Alberta. Fuck me. I should move back for a year and just put a whirlwind of nonsense in that cocksucker. You know, actually, I would last probably about 3 weeks before I'd want to bite down on a rifle. God, it is fun. Don't get me wrong. I love me some rural Alberta action. Speaking of, we will be in Provost this weekend, November 22nd for a Christmas party. So if you're in the area, please, by all means, come out. I thoroughly enjoy rural community. I don't know where I was going with that, but I enjoy the people and the whole, what am I trying to say? I'm going off script. That's what's happening here. I enjoy people that do come from rural areas. You're just not heard enough. That's the issue. And I like talking with them and seeing what's going on in the town. It's way better. It's way better in a small town. You don't have to deal with these uptight posh pricks that walk around because they got a suit and tie on. Somehow you're supposed to respect them. I'm a banker. No one gives a shit. You want to know who's a banker in my town? All the Filipinos that moved here. That's what we do. We ship in Filipinos to be bank tellers because we all know Asians are good at math. We stick to the stereotypes. And have you ever had a problem with your banking when a Filipino is doing it? No. That's why. I've noticed now, like, if I'm going through a Tim Hortons here, and for the American listeners, a Tim Hortons is like, it's our coffee shop that everybody's, fucking Timmy's bud. It's god-awful coffee, but when you're in a pinch and you can't find somewhere that can pour a decent cup of Joe, you usually slide through a Tim Hortons. And I get pissed off if I don't hear a Filipino accent. I do. I get a little upset because they just take their job a little more seriously than a 16-year-old in high school, you know? Have you gotten a sandwich from that was made by the white kid? You're like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is this? Did you put any thought and care into building this piece of art? It's a sandwich, for Christ's sake. Mano y mano. Penis to penis. You know that a sandwich is a culinary art, okay? It really is. We take sandwiches as men serious. I don't know about you, but I love me a good fucking sandwich, right? And you get pissed off when when you go into like a Safeway and they scrunch all the meat to the front, right? So you look like you're getting a thick, nice, oh, look at all that meat in that sandwich, only for you to crack the cunt open and there's like one slice scrunched up in the front and there's a little slab of bread or a little slab of butter on the bread. There's no fucking lettuce, no tomato, no salt and pepper, no sauce. And it's my fault because I fall for this trick every time. It's like when you go, same with 7-Eleven. If you've had a 7-Eleven sandwich in a pinch, you know, you grab a fucking gas station hoagie. They do this to you all the time and it drives me nuts. It does. It fucking sends me to the stratosphere like David fucking Suzuki pretending that he is not, or pretending that he gives a shit about the environment, not about his wallet, right? When you walk into the store and you grab a sandwich off the shelf, they scrunch all the meat to the edge so they can present to you like, look at this sandwich. It's got so much meat. There's a little leaf of lettuce in it. And it's almost like they rip it in half. And again, it's nothing but presentation. So in your mind, you're like, oh, yes. And I fall for this fucking trick every time. You know, the classic fool me once. Oh, shame on me. Or shame on you. Fool me twice, can't be fooled again. You know what I mean? But every time I fall for this fucking trick. Every goddamn time. It drives you nuts. It does. It really, really does. Let's get to the fan question. I had one queued up. Again, unprepared hack showing up to the studio, not ready to fucking spew some nonsense for you. Oh, by the way, to the avid listeners of the show, remember the guy. Okay, you remember the guy a few episodes ago that knocked up two different girls at the same time and he was only 22 and he doesn't have a serious job? Is it time to find a nice tall bridge? He has. Well, we got an update. He's a listener, okay? We're not going to put his name out there or nothing. We got a little update, okay? Let's touch on that. Let's dust this bottle off and put it back on the fucking shelf, okay? Here we go. I'm going to read his update. Little update is what he says. First baby was born about 2 weeks ago. He's doing just fine. Congratulations, you know? Little baby boy. I did try to get them to move in together, and that didn't go so well. They called me a man whore, which I thought was obvious, and then proceeded to make a group chat with both of them in it to roast me. I thought it was comedy. I told them to listen to the end of your episode. You answered my question, and God, I hope they do. Anyways, what do I do now? I mean, it's starting to seem like a good time to sneak up to Canada, change the name, maybe start a business or something. Hell, maybe I work with you. Not a chance. All I know is that the time bomb I've created here is about to go off, and I don't want to end up like Hiroshima. Okay. All right. Well, maybe my idea didn't work of trying to convince both these ladies to move in with you so you could cut down on, some costs. Both of them call you a man whore. What's the matter? You know, feminism only seems to work when it benefits one woman, you know? Right here, you could have had two women band together and take care of children together. But no, why would you want to do that? Sure, you're a bit of a dipshit. I like you stepping to the plate and taking a shot at, like, maybe I can work with you. Not a chance. You, my friend, make horrible decisions. I make bad decisions. You make horrible decisions. See, my bad decisions are like, ooh, you know, back in the day, I would have been like, maybe one more line wouldn't hurt. You know, but you decided to dump in two women, what, like weeks apart? You're about to have two children with two different women like that. I don't know if that's a smart move, especially at 22, because then you got two kids out of the way, you know. The old man's a bit of a fucking dipshit. You know, when these kids grow up, they'll probably look at you, have a chuckle with you. Respect what you did. You tried. But you live in America, you idiot. Why the hell would you want to sneak up to Canada? Why wouldn't you just go somewhere warm? It's not that warm here, and it's actually rather difficult to start a business and sustain that business up here because look at the fucking political climate. Did you know, if you listen tightly, right, it's obviously a little fucking rough up here right now. I would fucking pack your bags, move to Texas or Florida where it is wide fucking open. You can do whatever the hell you want down there. Maybe not Texas in your circumstance, because you're going to keep dumping in bitches at one of these fucking fine ladies is going to have to visit the Schmishmorschen clinic at some point, and they don't exactly allow that there. So maybe Florida's your best option there, young lad. Get out there, shake it up, have a good time down in the FLA. God damn it. Anyway, what do I do now? Well, I would try one more time at the whole move in with one another, and maybe don't try to be so funny with it this time. You know, you tried humor, it didn't work. You know, that's a good icebreaker. But if you sat down with a plan and been like, listen, I'm not a wealthy man. As you both know, this is going to be rather difficult for me to take care of both these kids, where if we're able to put you in a home together, I don't even give a fuck, you know, tell them, hey, get a 2-bedroom place upstairs with a basement. You'll sleep in the basement. You can have your video games. You can take care of the kids. You come home from work, but you better get some goddamn job, you know? Holy shit. I've heard of some situations before, but my God, my friend, you take the cake on this one. This is my favorite one so far. They called me a man whore, which I thought was obvious, and then proceeded to make a group chat with them in it to roast me. You know what? At least the guy's got a sense of humor, and he's putting his neck on the line so these ladies can have a laugh at his expense and just shit down his throat together, right? Both of them not very open-minded, I see. Don't want to be fucking sister wives, I guess. Hey, dude, you know, you need to be smooth, playa. You got to be a little more smoother and a little more confident. You know, put your foot down. Don't let these bitches run your world. You got to step in and be like, listen, all right, this is how it's going to go. Or what are we going to do here? You know, I'm not swimming in piles of cash. What do you want me to do? You want me to just scoop you both up and take you to the promised land? Is that what you want to do? You want to live in a mansion down in Calabasas? Well, it ain't going to be like that. We're moving into the trailer park down in Alabama so we can fit in with everybody else. And rent's cheap, and I can get a decent job down there. But my God. Yeah, you are right. It is about to go off like here a goddamn Shima. Whew. I'm glad we got the update, though. I think a few people were wondering what the hell was going on with this guy, and it's beautiful that we were able to get that update that we were all wanting. I was waiting for this. I forgot all about this fella messaging me last week, and that was my initial plan. I gotta I got to be a little better on my planning, right? One day I'll hire an assistant, and it's not going to be this guy. I'll tell you that right now for free. 0% chance I would ever hire you, my friend. You sure know how to light a world on fire. I will say that. I enjoy it. I like it. I do. I like watching it from afar because nothing we love more as human beings than watching a train wreck, right? Whether it's celebrities or a public meltdown or somebody screaming and losing their mind in public, a crackhead, a schizophrenic screaming out a fucking train. You know, you never know what it's going to be, but you always tune in to watch it, right? You always tune in. I caught myself watching compilation videos of road rage incidents where somebody's losing their mind at red lights. I love watching that shit. I'm a massive fan of that shit. But this guy just set his whole world on fire. And he's like, maybe I can move to Canada, change my name, and come hang out with you. No, absolutely not. We want nothing to do with that. God, that is, I do applaud, you know, shooting your shot. I do applaud that. I can't fault you for that. I think that's wonderful. You know, I think it's beautiful that you think that I would want you around me with that type of decision making. I've been like slowly cleaning up my life, and making an honest attempt to be a better person, but it never goes that way. I'm a shithead. I'll always be a shithead. I'm never going to be the squeaky clean individual. And I've tried that numerous times. And it sounds like you, my friend, are also a fucking idiot. And you know what? He is 22, and I'm beating him down pretty heavy on this one. I can just imagine the pile of emotion that he's just sitting in. It's just like a heartbeat monitor of being happy and depressed. And we're like, oh man, I got a baby boy now. That's awesome. That's what I wanted. I wanted a baby boy. Watch, he's going to get a baby girl too. Or no, you're going to get two baby boys. One of them is going to be an athlete. The other one's going to be a scholar just because of how stupid you are. First off, I'll hold the phone too. Why are these women not taking a little accountability here? You know, I'm sure in the heat of the moment, they were probably like, yeah, come in me. And they thought to themselves, like, this is a good idea to keep this kid, right? I'm not saying abortion should have been the first option, but don't let them also sit there and point the finger at you like you made a mistake. You didn't make a mistake. Both of them opened their fucking legs up as well. And you just so happened to shove your dick in both of them. Okay? So it's 50-50-50. If we're splitting up the pie, man, it's 50-50-50. Everybody's got to take a little chunk out of this one. You know? At least you were honest with them. You know? You shot them straight on it. As you should. You're not going to be able to hide that forever. But don't let them just shit on you, my friend. I would put a little back on them. Be like, look, we're in this boat together now. All three of us. Well, not so much all three. But you have to involve yourself with this person and this person. So either we're going to make it work or I can fuck the fuck off. You know? Your decision at the end of the day. I don't want to be a deadbeat dad. Nobody else should ever want to be a deadbeat dad, you know? But don't let these two bitches get inside your head and make you think like you're the only one that made a mistake here, okay? This whole my body, my choice thing, you made a choice. You wanted to keep it, right? I'm sure you were a good gentleman. I hope you were a good gentleman. And you said, hey, you know what? If you're keeping it, I guess you're keeping it. You know, your body, your choice. If you said that to them, congratulations. You're not that horrible of a human. You're just a fucking idiot for dumping loads in two different bitches. That's all. You made a mistake that's going to now last 18 years until the little fucker can go out there on his own. Because you're legally required to take care of this little son of a bitch. I don't know where you're at, but I believe in Canada, you're legally required to take care. I believe, till 18. I don't know. I don't know the law. I don't know child law. I know nothing about divorce law. I know nothing about law, period. But what I do know is you got yourself into a situation, my friend, but don't allow both of them to shit down your throat. I'd throw a little shade back. You put them into a group chat to roast you a little bit, to have a laugh, try and break the ice, and both of them, meh, meh, meh. I get it. They're pregnant and emotional just when, or they were, sorry. One was. I don't know if I imagine by now, maybe the other one's had the kid. Maybe. But I probably went cross-eyed there. But don't let these two ladies just tear you apart like that, buddy. You gotta throw a little back, you know? Hey, listen. I'm a man whore, right? You're a man whore. What does that make you? What does that make you? Do we just minus the man off the whore? Incorrect. I was a man in some whores. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you again for listening to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Every Thursday at 3 p.m., you get this episode. But if you want it earlier, you can get it Tuesday at 3 p.m. by subscribing to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/dangercats69, and it's a great way to support what we're doing here at Danger Cats. I appreciate everybody on it. It's fucking awesome. Tuesdays, we collab with the Danger Kittens, and you get a Titty Tuesday uncensored. That's right, all the Danger Kittens showing their cans to you. How lovely. God bless them. God bless them. Sex work is work, and I'm here for it. Good night, everybody.